Yitzchok.
I thought they're up to Tezvav and Menalev. The Mishnah.
Well, today's Daf Tezvav. Today is Daf Tezvav.
We start from Yudalev?
Is the minhag here in Spink to start with the previous Daf?
No, because I remember yesterday you talk started by the Daf. Okay.
Abisholim, are you here? Abisholim, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Let's learn.
Let's start.
Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Daf Yudal on the base. Amar Rabbi Yosi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Isn't it amazing? You know how to count to 10? 10 lines from the bottom.
Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, yeah.
Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Nozir shekol yama shekol yama loike ala tumma v'en loike ala hatiglachas. Nozir shekol yama. Yeah, that means that his days are finished. He counted, he got to the finish line, 30 days. He made it to day 30.
That's what it means?
Yes. His days are complete. Shekolo yomav. Loike, and then let's say he contend, but he did not yet bring his kabanis. It's day 31, he did not yet bring the kabanis, and he deliberately goes and contaminates to the dead. What is the halacha? He gets malchus for contaminating to the dead. Why?
Wait a second, you're talking about before he brings kabanis and before he shaves, he comes in contact with a dead body?
He deliberately, he's worn out when he, yes.
Even though it's the 30 days are up, but he
has. Day 31, yes. He did not yet bring the kabanis.
Why are you saying 31?
Because day 31 is when he brings the kabanis.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
It's day 31. It's
meaning this
fine.
Is before he brings kabanis and he shaves, he comes in contact.
Right,
okay.
He deliberately, they tell him, you're not leaving the time, and he goes in the time of the mace. So he gets malchus. He gets malchus with the time of the mace. Nazir, shekolu lo yomav. His days are complete. Let's say it's now day 31. And now he deliberately decides to metabolize loike ala tumav and loike ala tiglachas. Let's say he cuts his hair outside of the framework of karbonis. He does not get malchus. V'loy ala, he drinks wine. He does not get malchus. Okay, what is a nazir? What are the laws of a nazir? A nazir is not allowed to metabolize. A nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. A nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So he finishes.
So tumah is really mamish the
most chomer.
Yeah,
tumah is most chomer. What's the chiluk? Why, when it comes to tumas, he gets malchus? It says with kol yimei, the word kol is a ribui. Whenever the Torah says the word kol, it's a ribui. So the kol is coming to be marbe that even when the nazirus is over, until he brings the karbanos, he's still nichlal in the prohibition of kol. Here?
So the karbanos is the makel bapavle. That's the
yes.
That's the
karbanos is the matter. Oh, you're talking like a lambda now. You're talking like a briska. We have over here, we're making the chosr into a briska. You say it's a matir. When you bring the yayin, you hear the vart? You got a haircut? You look very spitzy.
Nee.
You look like a real chosr now.
Nee.
Call you, so it's a matir, like a briska vart.
Nee.
When you bring the karbanis, the carbon is matir you to resume your original lifestyle.
Yeah.
So therefore, until you bring the carbon, you're still in the matziv of prohibition, even though the nazirus is over. The nazirus is over, but you're not allowed to engage in these activities until you bring the carbon. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Mr. Aaron Rappaport.
So this is a serious thing. If someone's mekabel nazirus manazeh,
he's done. Someone's mekabel manazeh, he's toast. He's toast.
I know,
because he
can't
be
like
kabanis.
That.
So you go to a chacham, you can be shoyl. You go to a chacham, be shoyl in the zeus. Had you known, fine. So let's go back to the
Today you could go and be shoyl in a chacham?
Why not? Matanedah, the Zelbazach, go be shoyl. Vaita.
What does that mean?
The word call is marbe. Call yimei is marbe. To be marbe, the prohibition of not being metamel lemeis continues until you bring the karbanos, even though you've passed day 30. The nazirus.
So the rabbi is yamim shalachim lois after the 30 days.
Yamim similar to shalifnei melois. Yeah, it's the same call you made, the same way it's marbe for tumo, it should be marbe for tiglachas and for yayin. Frag the gemara, ihachi at tiglachas nami lechayif. The Yom Rachman call you made neder nizre tar lo yavar al roishoy.
Oh, it also says call.
Oh, so it's last choice to make liyom shalacha melois ki yom shalifnech melois. Visu. Call you may nizra and you call asha ye osem me gefna ya in the last yom shalacha melois ki yom shalifnech melois.
Yeah.
Okay? So we learned so far, merdi kasha.
So that, one second, I'm sorry, forgive me. So that means, let's say, a month later, he hasn't brought karbanis.
Exactly.
He's over and he comes to kasha.
So when it comes to
no, I'm talking about it comes in contact with tumah.
Is chay malchus.
Even
a month later.
Doesn't matter how.
Right, because you need the karbanos to be matir the iser. Frag the Gemara if Azeh the
Is there an Avera some didn't bring offerings immediately after the 30 days?
Loisolin. That's a Loisaseh of a Baltalin. But you're not allowed to lay Kavanos. So you have three regalim, but by Nazirus, I don't know, maybe it's accelerated. Generally, when a person makes a Nedah, you have Sholosh regalim. Sholosh regalim, you have to be in the Kavanos within Sholosh regalim.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay, Vaita. Okay. Last, so it's the Gemara is not a kash. Shiny Chachad Yom HaRachman, the team of Yom HaRachman, so we have a Gemara of kash. The Gemara is kash, we have a kash, what's the chilek? End of the Gemara, Shani Yochel Yom Akra, the Timei Roish Nizroi, Mi Shen Nizroi Talloi B'Roishai. So what's the answer?
The Pasuk is Talloi B'Roish Nizroi, that's what it says
so
in Pasuk.
So originally the Gemara's question was, there should not be any chilek because it says the word call. So therefore, why is the Gemara's answer there is that Shani Yochel Yom Akra, Timei Roish Roishai, Mi Shen Nizroi Talloi B'Roishai. What does that mean? Rashi. Gabi Tumas, Tumai, the lake of the Sivit, Timei Roish Nizroi, Mi Shen Nizroi.
What's he saying? That's Rashi now.
Rashi's coming to tell us why is Tumah different than Yayin. Shiny Hacha, Gabi Tumah, Taima Mai Hu, the lake of the Sivit, Timei Roish Nizroi. It says the word Roish. Nizroi. Mi Shen Nizroi, Tolu Loi Beroishai, the Mashma, Shetola Kosavis, a Tumah, the Mi Shen Dain Loi Niskalach, the Afilu Li Acha Shakol Loi Yomov. Calls man shall gilach soroy shen Israel roishai. Period. Mi shekvar kolu yimei Nizroi the ein Nizroi tolu ella beroishai. Rashi is telling you the drasha. The drasha by the parsha of Tumah it says that the person here is describing what he did. He did an avera. He did an avera and he was metame roish Nizroi. Why did the pasuk add the extra word roish? It should just say v'time. Nizroi, he contaminated his state of Nazirus.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Gemara is making a drasha. It's coming.
What is that? This referring to Nazirus, right?
This is referring to a person that deliberately. The pasuk says that he became tameh. If he's metame himself, he is committing an avera of coming in contact with tumah. Question: how,
and we're talking about he's a nazir.
He, of course, he's a nazir. Yeah, that's the parasha of Nazirus. Yeah. He's a nazir, and the pasuk says that this fellow went and he brought upon himself contamination. He brought upon himself contamination, and he's liable. He's guilty. He's a sinner.
Yeah.
He's a sinner because he allowed his body to become contaminated when he was a nazir. So the Rashi explains to the judge why does it say in the pasuk the word roish? The pasuk, if the pasuk would have written v'timei nizroi, that would have sufficed. Why did it say Vitime Roish Nizroi? Why is there an extra word in this pasuk called Roish? Let it just say Vitime Nizroi. And for the Gemara, the word Roish come and tell you that we're dealing with a person over here that his Nazirus is complete. His Nazirus is over because 30 days have already passed. The only thing left that he has to do is cut off his hair. So what's holding him back is the Tiglachas. What's holding him back is the ceremony of shaving his hair, which, by the way, goes together with the bringing of the korbanos. The fact that it says in the pasuk the word roish indicates that we're not dealing anymore with a nazir that's a real nazir, because the nazirus already came to an end. 30 days, I want to be a nazir, so he was a nazir for 30 days. It's now day 31. Can we say that this person is a real nazir? No, he finished.
Yeah.
Everything comes to an end. So what's the problem? The positive, even though in a chinami, your nazirus has come to an end, but you still have long hair. Your roish, the hair that's growing on your roish, is still present. And it has not yet been cut as part of the service of bringing the korbanos.
So forgive me. So you first cut, then you bring korbanos. What happens after he cuts, comes in contact with the
No,
with
the order, by the way, is first he brings the korbanos, and then he cuts.
Ah.
I think so. The order is, the Gemara isn't talking about
So that means the last thing the person does, he cuts his hair.
Right. So he didn't, so the
What's that, he brings korbanos? But I thought the hair has to be burnt together
right,
under the fire.
The Gemara says, Beferish, the Mishnais didn't say exactly the Seder Hadvar. Right now, at this moment, you're asking a very good question, and you're right, but we don't need to be so precise.
Okay.
We don't need to focus on the exact detail. All we need to focus on is that the word roish is extra. The word roish is superfluous. And the word roish over here is coming to teach us a chiddush, that the person is no longer a real nazir. The real nazirus has expired.
Yeah.
The nazirus is over. All that's left for this fellow to do is to deal with his head. His head has long hair. Yeah. It needs to be cut. it's cut together with the bring of the Karbanos, and he is holding now in that period of time where he's outside the Nazirus and he's inside a new era in his life called Rosh Nizrei.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what does the Pasuk say? Guilty. The Pasuk says, V'timei, he did an Avera. He contaminated himself and he has to bring a Karban. Okay, shiny hachad yom ha-rachmanu v'timei roish nizro, mish nizro yitolu
ebu roish. You never finished the Rashi, I'm sorry.
I did finish the Rashi, I did actually finish the Rashi. Look at the Rashi, the ikur part of the Rashi is the last line of the Rashi, the last wide line. Mish shekvar kolu yimei nizro, nizro soy ve'ein nizro yitolu ela b'roishai. So okay. The 30 days is done. All he needs to cut his hair. Okay, so therefore that's the Gemara's Rasha. Mishan Israel told him,
and that you only see by Tumah.
Only by Tumah. It only says this expression Roish, only by Tumah. It doesn't say this. It doesn't say it by Yayin, and it doesn't say it by Tiglachas.
And this pasuk it says, if his son becomes Tumah from a maize, Vitime is Roish
Mizrai. The word Roish is extra. You don't need the word Roish. Why is the word Roish there? To teach you that we're dealing with a person who's in a period of time in his Nazirus that's only totally in the Roish. It's not totally in the Etzem Nazirus.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
The Etzem Nazirus is the first 30 days. He did that already. All now he needs to do is to bring the Karbanos. So the word Roish is a Drasha. You hear the Drasha?
That the Drasha is that Kozman.
That the only thing that he has left to do is to shave off his Roish. The Nazirus is no longer here anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, are we good?
So that means whenever he's going to shave until that point, if how do you call it?
30 days have passed. He's now starting day 31 and so onward.
So
until he cuts off his hair, which in this context means he brings the Karbanos and does what he's supposed to do with the Karbanos, he's still going to be Chayiv Malkus for Tuma. How do you know that? Because it says an extra word in the Pasuk, Roish.
Yeah.
The word Roish is superfluous to teach you that he's no longer a real Nazir. He's only a semi-Nazir. He's not even, he's just waiting to finish off the ceremony of cutting off his hair.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Drasha.
How do you understand that further? Gilch Roish B'yom Tarasim B'yom Shvi Gilchano? How do you understand that next few words?
I didn't do that right. That's the next piece of Gemara. We didn't do that yet.
No, Pasuk.
We didn't do that yet. It's the next piece of Gemara.
Okay,
now Meisvei. Okay, second line from the time. Meisvei, Yukasha, Nazir, Shekalu lo Yamav. Okay, it's over.
Yeah.
The Naziris, we're now holding day 31. Nazir, Shekalu lo Yamav, also Ligaleach Velishnes Yayin. He's forbidden to shave, to drink Yayin. Vili tamo lemesim, vim gilach v'shasa yain v'nidu lemesim ha'rezis nevus abayim. Astira. We just learned in the previous daf that the only time you're going to be chay malkis only for tumah, but there's no chay malkis for yain.
By the way, he doesn't have to do all those three. One of the three.
Why one of the three? I didn't say all three. One of the three.
I just want to make sure the price is right. Vim gilach or v'shasa yain.
One of the three. Vim gilach v'shasa yain. It means or.
So it says the
yufta. Ha'rezis soifig es harboyim. But we just learned in a few lines ago that you only in Michaya Malkus. We have a stira, Mamashti. The Gemara says you write Tiyufta.
What exactly Tiyufta means?
It's a kasha. It's an irrefutable question. You're wrong. Basically, the statement that we made in the previous sermon is incorrect.
How do you know that's in? Yeah?
That's what Tiyufta means. There's a kasha.
You mean Rabbi Yosef Ruchani cannot go against a brisa?
No, cannot go against a brisa. If he made a mistake, he made a toss. He meant us when we started the Gemara with words Amar Rabbi Yosef Bichanin.
So why doesn't use a different language? Why does he use the language to Yufta?
To Yufta
should have asked. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef Bichanin.
Because the Yufta means that he has to retract.
That's what it means.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. It means that Rabbi Yosef Bichanin must retract from what he has said because he cannot argue with the Beferish Shabraisa. There's a hierarchy. Chain of command.
So if that's the case, what are you going to do with Rabbi Roishai, Tim and Rabbi Roishai?
Oh, excellent question. Who is the kasha? I bet you Tais is the kasha. Someone is the kasha. I don't know. You have to look at the Roishayim. Someone is
Tim
and Roishai,
right? Yeah.
You can eat for a different drasha.
Okay.
Okay, so it says to the, by the way, the Gemara does not say Tiyufta, Rabbi Yoitzi, Rabbi Chanina, Tiyufta. There are many madregot into of this.
Sometimes
the Gemara doesn't even, the Gemara is a kasha and doesn't say anything. Quiet. It's a kasha. Sometimes the Gemara says koshio. Sometimes it says Tiyufta. And sometimes it says Tiyufta, Derebi so-and-so Tiyufta.
So there's
Tiyufta.
A difference between all those?
Absolutely.
Every word.
Do I really know? I don't know. It's not strong. If it didn't say it twice, the Gemara did not say Tiyufta. Derebi Yosef Bechanin, Tiyufta?
Yeah.
It means it's not the highest level. There's like Category 5 hurricane, right? There are different categories. There's Category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If the Gemara, in Lamay Nafkim, I know. In Allah, how strong the
Kaah. What is it going to say in when the people, when the Rishonim come along and they codify the Halach, when Rabbi Yosef Kairoi and Rabbi Moshe Isulis, Uvinei Yisrael Yoitzim B'Yod Ramah, when they codify the Halacha, Everything goes back to the Gemara. And if the Gemara says Tiyufta, the Rebbe so-and-so Tiyufta, they have no choice, they cannot follow that Halacha. There's no way, all the Shalshelis Hadoiris, of Psak Halacha, it makes a very big difference.
And in this case,
so what is it over here on the side of the Gemara? On the side of the Gemara, we talk a Paskin that Taka Yichai Malkus for all three. Wow. It's Aleph on the side, Maimonides, Perek Dalet, Mehilchus Nezirus Halacha Yud Beis, pass like this Gemara. The Rambam says that
could be the Ram Paskin, maybe all the Rishonim don't.
Okay, so you have to go see. But Generally, when the Gemara says Tiyufta, the Rebbe so and so Tiyufta, there's no way it can do that. You want to make a suggestion that because the Gemara did not say Tiyufta, the Rebbe so and so Tiyufta, then we don't have to. We can still Paskin like that halacha. Who knows? Maybe you'll have to find interesting.
Okay.
You have to appreciate. If there's only one thing we learned tonight, is to appreciate that when the Gemara is we have an Amora who makes a statement, and then sometimes the Gemara challenges that statement. And the Gemara doesn't respond. The challenge, shtoik, there's no response. If there's no response, it's usually interpreted to mean, don't bother me with you. The question is such, it's not even a question. I don't have to even honor you with responding. You have that sometimes. And Amora makes a statement, and the Gemara challenges the halacha, and the Amora, quiet, doesn't even answer. He doesn't say, and there's no response coming.
Mm-hmm.
That, whenever you have that type of situation, generally means is that it's an interesting point you're making, but it doesn't make a difference. Then sometimes the Gemara says, kosher, this is a kasha. And usually what it means, the Pesach can say is, it's a very good question, and but there's an answer. There's an answer. What is the answer? You figure out the answer.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara sometimes says Tiyufta. Oh, Tiyufta is a knockout punch. But the highest Madrega, the category 5, is Tiyufta, Derebi so-and-so, Tiyufta. The Gemara did not reach category 5 here, which opens...
Rashi brings it down that way.
What?
Rashi brings it down that way. If you look at the last Rashi...
Let's see the Rashi. Oh, no, he doesn't say the word Tiyufta twice. Doesn't say twice. Alma, the Gemara.
Are you with it? You have to write before the Mishnah?
Yeah. The Gemara doesn't say twice.
Look at the Rashi.
Okay, I'm reading the Rashi. So I think it's about Alma, the Gemara, Yimei, the word Yimei, the Drashi Yimei comes to me, Marbe, Yimelois, Yimelois, Yom Shlach and Zimelois, U Tiyufta, the Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina. Doesn't say Tiyufta, second Tiyufta. Well, you know, it says the word Tiyufta once. When the Gemara usually is a knockout home run, knockout punch, the Gemara says the word Tiyufta twice. Tiyufta, the Rebbe so-and-so, Tiyufta.
You have that often? How often?
Tiyufta sandwiches the name of the Amora who made his statement. Yeah. Here, the Gemara just says Tiyufta, one word Tiyufta, and even when Rashi elaborates on the Tiyufta, Rashi doesn't say the word Tiyufta twice. He just says Tiyufta, it's a kasha. It's a kasha. It's not just a kasha, it's a knockout. It's a knockout kasha. It's a very stark akasha. You can't ignore it. The Rambam paskins that the Chai Malkus in all situations. I just want to point out that those people over here who learned Shas already 37 times know that there are different categories of questions. There's a question which the Amora doesn't even bother to respond. Then there's a question where the Gemara comments koshya. And then there's a question where the Gemara's response, like an our Gemara, Tiyufta. This is indeed a refutation. And then there is the ultimate expression, which is worth its weight in gold, Tiyufta, the Rebbe, so-and-so, Tiyufta. When the word Tiyufta is repeated twice, once before and once after. In our Gemara, it does not use it twice, which those who are experts in the nuances of the Talmud Bavli will tell you is that there are different madrigals of questions. The language of the Talmud Bavli is a very special language. Those who know is learning this now very well, those people now that are learning Yerushalmi. Today, Baruch Hashem, Achshrei Dara, is a very large population now that has taken upon themselves to learn the Talmud Yerushalmi. In fact, we're going to have a shir after Marv. We want to learn with Talmud Yerushalmi. Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi. And the first thing people are discovering when they open up Talmud Yerushalmi is the language. The language is a very, very difficult language. And when you have a shakya,
that's because we're not accustomed to the language.
But it's not just not accustomed. We don't really pay attention to this. We just read the Gemara, and we don't make much of the give and take. You came in here before. You said from the Rami Panoi, every havamin of the Gemara has major significance.
Yeah.
The wording, the language, the expressions that are used in the Gemara. The Gemara can ask a question with many different types of terms. And when the Gemara selects a certain expression, there is a message, a hidden message in the expression that the Gemara has chosen to challenge or to bring out a point. Okay, we have concluded the sugya Baruch Hashem. We learned Dvar Shalom. Now we go to a new Mishnah. Okay, we're continuing the saga. Okay, are you ready for the saga? This is getting a little more complicated now. Now we have to gear up. We're going now into high gear, into a more difficult case.
Nee.
Okay. Hareini nazir. I will be a nazir. I want to be a nazir when I have a child. When my wife gives birth to a child, I want to be a nazir. Yeah, is that good?
Yeah.
You following Mishnah?
Yeah.
And the nazir mayayim. I also want to be a nazir for 100 days.
So I'm going to be a nazir when I have a son, yeah.
That's number one. Yeah. Number two, I want to be a nazir, a second term of nazirus. I want to be a nazir for 100 days. The nazir mayayim.
I think we had this before.
No, we didn't. We didn't have mayayim. We just said I want to be a nazir stam. We said it was 50 days.
Oh, okay.
And Rashi is the kasha. Remember Rashi is kasha. Why do we have to have this mishnah when we have a previous mishnah? Okay, that's this big kasha. Why do we need this mishnah? We already know everything in this mishnah. We pretty much know from the previous mishnah.
Yeah.
Because we learned a very long gilyon. We were zoicha yesterday to go through the gilyon. Umipi hamoire. Okay, we were zoicha. Okay, we came into this world to spend time dwelling upon what the halakhic words it says in the Gemara. Umipi hamoire. Right, who's the moire?
Me.
I don't know who the Moira is.
Right now, the family.
Now we have a new case. What's the new case? I want to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a baby. Number two, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days.
Starting now.
Noilad loy bain. So it says here in the Mishnah, let's say Noilad loy bain ad shivim yoim. At Shivim, lo
hifsid kulam. After 70 days, the child was born.
If a baby was born up until day number 70, every single one of those days can be used for the 100 days. Yeah. If a baby, he count, let's say for 90, example, 100. He counts 70 days, and then his wife gives birth. So what does he do? He has to stop counting the 100 days, and he now does 30 days. And then after 30 days are over, then he goes back and he does 30 more days. 30 plus 70 equals
100.
And he does not lose out even one single day.
Yeah.
So now, here's the part that we know. This is the chiddush now. What happens if he was nazir for 80 days? Okay. I want to be a nazir when my wife gives birth. When will she give birth? I don't know. I don't know when she's going to give birth. I don't know exactly how to calculate those things. And now, he begins to observe the 100 days. And he makes it all the way down to day 80. And then, how many days does he have left? You with me? 20. And then, he gets a call. Mazel tov. Your wife gave birth to a baby boy. So what does he do right away? What is the first thing he does when he hears this verse? Oh, I have to stop counting my 80 days. I have to immediately begin 30 days. He begins to count 30 days. He finishes the 30 days. He shaves his hair. He brings the karbanos. Now he says, "How many days do I have left to finish?
20. You can't include that.
Why can't you include that? You need 30 days.
Right.
You see this guy, exactly. He knows everything. This guy is managed to bench the cup. To bench the cup. So therefore, after 70 days.
So like, this is a separate thing now.
Lachashivim. Let's say you had a baby after 70. Let's say, for example, after 80 days. La'achashivim.
That doesn't say 80. It's la'achashivim.
So 71. Okay, 71. Okay, 71. So how many days are you going to have left now? 29 days. I'm just giving you a round number to make it easy. Let's say his wife gives birth to a baby after 70 days. And my example, to make things simple, I'm giving you an example where his wife gives birth to a baby boy after 80 days, on day 80.
But the Mishnah doesn't say that.
It says la'achashivim, after 70. You want to say 71? Fine. 71. After 70 is 71.
I thought Laksha means literally after 70.
Okay, fine. It doesn't make a difference.
So Soysa Shivim, why 71. Is it Soysa Shivim?
Oh, let's see. Soysa Shivim, why? Oh, so that's, yes, Mamish. Soysa Shivim. Now look at the Ois Aleph. Look at the Ois Aleph on the side of the Gemara, on the Gilyon. On the side of the Gemara, if you have the Hagois Vitzionim, the Hagois, is it Vitzion? Was it Tzion? Zionistic.
I don't want to learn this.
Zionist. He doesn't want to learn this. It says Tzion. It might as well put a mug in David over here.
Okay?
Hagois, put an Israeli flag over here. Hagois with Tzion. Ois Av L'Toysvis. Loi Goris Shivim. Do not be Goris that word. Take out the word Shivim.
Oh,
because it's not true. It's not. You don't lose the 70 days. So therefore, delete the word Shivim.
So what
from
should
the
it
text.
Say now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Noel Loi Bain. Period. Just soiser. What is it going to be? What is it going to be soiser? What it means? He loses. Soiser means he loses the days after 70.
What?
As we learned yesterday, because you cannot shave your head a second time until at least 30 days pass.
Right.
So if you counted 71 days, and then your wife gives birth. You observe 30 for the baby.
Right.
And now, how many days left do you have to observe?
20.
29.
Why not 30? Why do you have to...
How many days... But technically speaking, you observed 71 days. You told me you want to say the li'acha means 71. 71 days, right? You told me I should stick to the exact text. 71 days.
One second, and the ration of Mishnah also 71 days?
No, it says that's the first, that's fine, that's everything is perfectly fine.
There it's talking about exactly 70
Ad
days.
Ad Shivim, until 70, Lohifsit Klum.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
La'acha Shivim.
Oh, okay, I didn't have
71.
I got it.
I counted to 71. The wife gives birth. What do you do? Stop. Stop.
And then it counts 30.
You count 30. Yeah, right, after 30, how many more days do you have left to get to 100? How many more days?
I'm 21.
29 days.
That's not good.
Why is 29 not going to be good? Because you need at least 30 days to shave your hair. So when it says soiser, how many days are you going to soiser? One. 1 day was wasted.
Yeah.
1 day. If I counted the 71 before my wife gave birth, and then you observe 30 for the baby, and now you're going to resume where you left off, soiser. What are you soiser? You're soiser anything more than 70.
Right.
Because you need to have a complete 30 in order to do a teglachas.
Right.
So if you observed 80 days, 10 days are gone, are soiser. If you observe 15 days, 15 days are soiser. If you counted day 75, 5 days are soiser.
Yeah.
If you count day 90, 20 days are soiser. If you count it to 99, 29 days are soiser. If you counted day 71, 1 day is soiser. Whatever you counted over the number of 70 is soiser, because you need now to observe a full 30 days in order you can be mashlim and do a teglachas. This is what we learned yesterday, just the other side of the equation, the other side of the fence. It's the same thing as yesterday, the other way around. Yesterday we learned where the number of days that you counted was less than 30. And now we're discussing where the amount of time remaining is less than less than 30. It's the same, it's the other side of the coin. Fine. Because the rule of thumb is, you learn Masechta Nazir. The yesod of Masechta Nazir is, when you come to shave off your hair and to bring the korbanos, you must have had observed at least 30 consecutive days in order to to finish off your nazirus.
Yeah.
You cannot be mashlim your nazirus unless you come, even if a nazirus for a very long, 100 days, 200 days, you could break it up. In certain situations, halacha allows it to be broken up over time. But the last finale, the last stretch that takes you to the finish line has to be a shlemus of 30 continuous days. So you have gidul pera saroyshe for 30 days.
Yeah.
Das is the yisoyt advarim. Shlemus, 30 days. Okay. Amrav. Now we go to the Gemara. Amrav. Yom shem oile l'kan l'kan. Oh, a chiddush. Niksas hayom kekuloi. Let's say the person's wife gives birth on day. It's a beautiful Gemara. Mamash l'lom nishim. There's so much from sech the nazir. It's so jam-packed with lomdis. It's brimming with lomdis. It's not even to be believed. Day 70. On days, he's now counted.
And the baby's born.
Yoim, shivim, yoim. Like Sri Asa'imer. Like
you mean he was from Kabbalah's years for 100 days?
100
days. After.
So every night you say, L'shem Yichud, Kutshem Yichud, Shem Yichud, Shem Yichud, Shem Yichud, okay. You say, Hayoim Yoim, Shivim Yoim.
On the 70th, yeah.
And on day 70, Bal Toysef. Okay, but you count now day 70. And on day 70, his wife gives birth to a baby. So what does he do? Oh, I have to stop. You don't think about the bris. You don't think about picking that bang. You don't think about who you're going to give sandukois to. That's irrelevant. The most important thing to think about is, oh, I made a neder. I'm going to observe 30 days.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you think about. So right away, what do? You have to a new svira so'imer. A naya din svira so'imer. For my 30 days.
Yeah.
So it turns out you counted Oymer twice. You counted at night, Hayoim Yoim Shivim. And then by day, you count Hayoim Yoim Rishon. And guess what? That one day counts for both. It's day 70, and it's also day 1. L'may Nafkamina. Now when you finish 30, then you only need to do 30 days.
You could do 29 days.
So let's
No, you're not losing out. If you say if he counts for the first day, then 30, you have to count.
Right, 29 days. No, but you have to. But that's not going to help you because you cannot shave unless you have 30 full days. So 29 is not going to be soiser. So let's say on day 69.
No, but second, but if you could include the 70th day as the first day.
No, but then it's not going to help you then because day 7, because you need to have 30. You need to have 30 days. 30 days. You need to have 30 days. It'll be a better example.
Why do we say the 70th is 69? The first day.
Let's do 69. Then that's going to be better. On day 69. On day 69, he counts Hayom Yom 69.
Nee.
And then on that day, his wife gives birth. So he counts that day also. Day 69 also counts as day 1 for the ben. He counts
69.
For the ben 30 days. When he finishes the ben, then he already has in the bag a full 69 days. What do you mean you have in the bag a full 60? You only have 69 and a half days. Because in the middle of that day, your wife gave birth, and you began to count the second half of the day for the first
within
day
that
of
same
your wife.
Day.
Yeah,
even though it's not
same
a full day.
So therefore, you have 24 hours, and 24 hours, 12 hours is going to be considered day 69. And the other 12 hours is going to be considered day number 1.
Nee.
So you're taking a 24-hour period of time, and you're using it as 2 days.
Correct.
Now he finishes the 30 days for the ben, and now he's up to day 70. And day 70 to day 100 is going to be really... Day 70 to 100, by the way, is really 31 days. So my example was better. Day 70.
Let's go back
whatever,
to day 70.
Whatever,
middle of the day, the baby is born.
So now day 71 and day 100 is 30 days. Because every time you go from end to end, it's another day. It's very confusing. But the point over here is, let's not get confused with the facts. The point is, the day that he began to count as towards his 100 days can also be counted as day number 1 for the ben when his wife gave birth on that very day, and he does not need to repeat that day when he resumes counting after he finishes the 30 days for his ben.
So forgive me again, if the 70th day the baby is born,
yes,
know,
so yeah. Is day 70 already counted?
One second, when does he start counting for the baby?
Immediately.
Day 70?
Day 70.
I got it.
So let's say it's a Monday. It's a Monday. And Monday, ready.
Even though it's not a full day, considered one day?
Yes.
So a second. So he ends. He could.
So now when it's over.
So a second. So day 30th, he could bring already karbanah to shave.
Exactly.
Not 31. Yes.
Day 30, that was the whole sugi with the Gemara. Day 31, you can't. It's not important in the number. You work out the numbers.
No, it's not. You're already counting the 70.
The point is that this very day, all we need to know for our Gemara is one very simple facet. This day is really counting as 2 days. This fellow has an obligation to count, to observe a double nazirus. A nazirus for the ben and a nazirus for himself. The nazirus for himself has to be made up of 100 days. A day is usually 24 hours. And he also has an obligation to observe a day, 30 days for the ben. So he's going to end up using one of those units of time, which is 24 hours, and it's going to count, half of it is going to count towards the 30 days for the ben, and it's also going to count as one of the, it's going to count as one of the 100 days, towards the 100 days.
It's also the account as the 70th year day.
Right. And therefore, when he finishes doing the 30 days for the ben, yeah. So where is he up to now? What is he up to now? He's up to 71.
Yeah.
Right? He already did 70. I already did 70.
So he's up to 71.
He's up to 71.
Yeah.
So that's how it says you can go up. Why don't we say that once you begin to observe the count for the 30 days of the baby, that day 70 was knocked out. And he's only up to, he only finished 69.
I got it.
That's the Gemara, that's the Kiddush. I'm gonna. Yom Shivim is Oyle Lekan Ulekan. Tanan, unless you're Kasha. What's the Kasha? It says, Noilad Loy Ad Shivim. We're now gonna be diking with Noilad Shivim. Loy Hivsit Klum. He loses nothing until 70.
Shivim.
If the baby was born until Shivim, Loy Hivsit Klum. The Esal
Gadai. What do you mean until 70? What do you mean? You mean the.
That if the baby was born until day 70, which means Ad Veloy Ad Bechlam.
Yeah.
Loy Hivsit Klum. He loses nothing. The Esal Gadaitach Oil Lukan Lukan, it's Gure Midgar. Now, what does that mean, Gure Midgar? Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi, Dira Masl, the Oil Loy Lukan Lukan, Shaina Tzach Lahashlem, Ella Lumea Bilvad, the Oid, it Gure Midgar. It's not trained. Look at on the side of the Gemara, Ois Hei. What is the Ois Hei on the side of the Gemara?
What is it? By the way, this is Toysus on this side, yeah.
That's Toysus. That's not really Toysus. No, it's not the real Toysus. It's not with Rashi. It's not with Toysus. This is the perfect Gemara for this generation. Nothing is real. Everything is make believe. Okay. What is over here on the side? The Oisei and the letter Oisei and the Nusach Rivan. You see the Rivan? Who is the Rivan?
One of the Rishonim.
He was, whose son was he? He was a son-in-law of Rashi. The Rivan was something related.
Where's
to him.
The Rivan? Where?
On the right side. On the right side, on the top, it gure lemea bilvad lesa bekisveyan. Does it? It gure midgar the oil of the kalakash in itzorch. It gure midgar sheino itzorch. I don't know what this means. I have to go over here to the mesifta. I didn't prepare. We have to go to the mesifta. Give me one moment, please. Daf tezvav. Here we go. Daf Tesvav, Amid Aleph. Here we go. Tesvav, Amud Aleph. Here we go. It's Gurei Midgar. Frek the Gemara. Tanan. He gains. It's Gurei Midgar means he's gaining. What do you mean he's gaining? He's gaining. The Esal Gadaitach Oilo Lukan Lukan. Why does it say he did not lose?
Oh,
not only does he not lose, okay, the Gemara is asking a very general question. Now I understand. The Gemara was saying over here is, think about this, and talk an amazing thing that he's gaining. He's gaining. He's not just not losing. The terminology that he did not lose is not correct. You're not just not losing, you're gaining. Think about it like this. If a person would call upon himself two separate terms of nazirus, one term for 100 days and one term for 30 days, and they would not overlap, what is the total number of days he would have to observe nazirus? 100 plus 30 equals
130.
Now that they overlap, how many days does he need to observe in total? 129. Because since the Nazirus of the Ben started in the middle of his Nazirus, so now that day is going to count for both his Nazirus and for the Ben. So the total sum is not 130, it's 129. So Frek the Gemara, it says over here in this Mishnah, over here the person starts off, and if he's if his wife gives birth up until day 70, then lo hifsit kolam. What do you mean lo hifsit kolam? It's not just you don't lose, because if his wife gives birth, let's say on day 80, then he loses 10 days.
Say it again. When,
if his wife would have given birth on day 80, what's the halacha? He's soiser. How many days does he lose? 10. So then he loses. If his wife would have given birth on day 80, he would lose 10 days. Because he would have to go count 30. After the 30, you have to observe another 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's say his wife gives birth until day 70, then he doesn't lose because he has 30 days.
Yeah.
But it's better than that. Not only does he not lose, he gains. If the two terms of Nazirus...
But does he gain? That he
a day!
Meaning a day, the math. He could end the Nazirus a day before.
A day earlier. If the two terms would not overlap, they would not. How many days would he have to be a Nazir for?
30.
No. One is for 100, one is for 30.
Yeah.
How many days would you have to observe if they would not overlap? 100 plus 30 equals?
130.
130. Yeah. But now that they overlap, so how many days does he have to observe in total? 129.
Yeah.
So he gains. So why then does it say over here in the Mishnah that he loy hifsit klum? That's not the right term. It's not you just didn't lose, you gained. You profited.
Can I tell you why? Because it says ad shivim.
Eino chanami, ad shivim is if his wife gives birth until day 70.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So then he doesn't have to be soiser. But it's not accurate to use that expression. Not only is he not soiser, he gains. He profits a day.
Oh, I see.
Frek the Gemara. Gemara de Kakash, no? Frek the Gemara v'i sal g'day d'cho l'kan l'kan it gure mitgar. So the Gemara says, el abedin, who d'loy lisnei ad shivim? Really, you should not say at shivim. Umishum diktoni seifa achar shivim. The Gemara says you're right. The Gemara says you're right. Really, we should not have said that. The loy lidni at shivim. Umishum diktoni seifa achar shivim. Soiser. Take out the word shivim. Maybe I have to take out that word. That word has to be deleted from the text. Soiser.
Shum diktoni seifa achar shivim.
Since it says in the seifa
soiser
that he's going to lose. He's going to lose it if his wife gives birth to a baby on day 80. So then Hitaka loses 10 days. So in order to preserve the style of writing called stylistic symmetry, arts will turn style for the preservation of, in order for the Institute of the Advancement of Rabbinic Stylistic Symmetry. Okay? I go to a place every day where they put on the air conditioner down to 50 degrees. So I said, outside the building, we're going to take off the sun. We're going to put, this is the Institute for the Advancement of Rabbinic Refrigeration. So now we have a Gemara which is going to promote the Institute for the Advancement of Rabbinic Stylistic Symmetry.
Nee.
Because at the end of the Mishnah it says that if he counts, makes till day 80, if he makes it all the way until day 80, what happens? He is soiser. He loses. Mm-hmm. So in order to preserve the style, he does not lose. But you are correct. Not only do you not lose, you gain an extra day. If you add an extra
day... Oh, the reason why it says loy hefse, it doesn't say you gain because in the sefer...
Stylistic symmetry.
Why? Because in the sefer...
You lose, and in the sefer...
Because it says soiser.
Soiser, samamela, in order to preserve the style of writing in the ratio, we said you do not lose.
Why, Taka?
You know what the MS is?
What's Taka?
Not only do you not lose, you gain a day.
What's Taka, the depth on that? He wants to talk the same stylistic,
the pasha, the answer is the Talmidei HaYeshiva, they had to memorize, you're not allowed to write down Mishnayis on paper.
That we know.
We are in violation. We are living in sin by reading the text from the Ksav.
Till Rabbeinu
Kodesh. Dvarim Shebal Pe'iyata Rishai L'Kosav. So they had to memorize the Mishnayis. When you memorize the Mishnayis, you have to come up with tricks. And if you're gonna burden the Talmidim to memorize things that do not have any symmetry, it makes it all that much harder. So therefore, in order to preserve a simple understanding, a simple reading, and preserve a certain style, compromises were made in the language in order to bring out the point. And we assume the Talmidim will figure out what the emes of pshat is. Savaita. Now take out the word shivim. Take out the word we learned from soyser. Kutani reisha shivim. Okay, gvaldik.
Yeah.
We've answered the kasha. Tashma. Now we're going to challenge this principle of gaining. And what is the yisoid?
Yeah.
We're working with this beautiful memra. If we only came to learn this tonight, dayenu. Ilu kervanu lufnei har Sinai v'loy noslam es ha-toyra dayenu. If we only came and learned this chiddush over here of a Rav, Rav is a yisoid, yoyim shivim, oy leloy lekan ulekan.
This Tashma.
Tashma, misefa. New case. Noilad achar shivim. Let's say the baby is born after 70. Then soyser, again, take out the word shivim. Okay, according to our gears, the Rivon, our gears, so we are not going to be gorgeous the word shivim in the soyser.
So you're telling me it's a typo? It's a mistake? It's a misprint?
You can say what you want to say. The truth is, the very long shugumar, there are many mahalchim alam shan the Mishnah, but the problem is, once you start saying one shot in one place, you're going to have to unravel the whole five daf Gemara to be consistent in how you want to learn the Gemara.
Okay.
Yesterday, we learned like the Gilyon, the Umi Pi Hamoire. If you want to go learn like the Pi Hamoire, which is basically what Tosfos says, then you cannot be goris here the word Shivim.
No, what Rashi
says.
If
you're going to the word Shivim, then you got to go back yesterday and you have to go learn the Gemishnah all over again with an entirely new Mahalach, a whole new derech, and it'll take forever. So Toshma. We have to be consistent. Yeah. Tashma. It says this to be safe. Shivim. The baby was born after 70. What is called after 70, by the way? 71. It says soyser. My ach. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? So the Gemara wants to learn achar means day 71. The Gemara, if 71, you don't have to be soyser. If it's taka true, that it's oy leloy likan ulikan. So if you now on day 71, day 71 is day one. Is day one
for the 100
of day 30. Is day one
they
of
went
30.
Up 30? Yeah.
But day 71 also is day 71, and afterwards, how many more days do you need to count?
29.
No, so then we have to say,
but you have 30. You have 30.
We have to go say it again. You have to say that Achiv means 70 itself. I mean, not 71. It means. Let's go back and read the words precise.
Why not 71? What's wrong with 71?
Let's read the words. I'll touch on 70. No, loy achar shivim. Achar shivim, if I'm not mistaken, means 70. Achar means after the beginning of 70.
But that's what I asked you before. You said
right,
no.
Yeah, you were right.
Why would you have to say that? Why would you have to say that?
Achar shiv, like, so you do the myth. Achar shiv means after day 70 has arrived.
What so is ab shivim?
It means 69. Okay. I made a mistake. He was right. The Shol Zeb was right. He's always right. Achar shiv is after day 70 arrived.
Okay.
Achar, after the dawn of 70. Okay, the 70 has arrived. Oh, soyser. No, you're not. You're not soyser. Because day 70 is day 70, and it's day one for the next 30. So day 70 is in the bag. Day 70, according to Rav, is in the bag. You got it. And day 70 is also day number one of 30. Now I observe 30. And now how many more days do you have left? I did already 70. So where am I going to start? Where am I going to resume? 71. How many days are there from 71 until 100? 30.
30.
71 until 100. Count on your fingers. 71 until 100 is exactly 30 days. So you have 30 days.
Yeah? Yeah.
Mr. Rapport, how many fingers does a person have? 11 fingers. Look. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 plus 6 equals 11.
Nay. Nay.
Okay, how many days?
The same 30 you can use for the new 30?
Yes. No, no, you can't overlap. No, 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 no. It's now day 70. Day 70, it's now 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's day 70. And then you get word the wife gave birth. So now, day 70 for the year 100 is in the bag. You've counted, but it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't matter. Miksas hayom kikulay. Day 70 is in the bag. Now the remainder of the day, from 9 o'clock until sunset, is day 1 of the 30 for the ben. And then you observe 30 days for the ben. And after you've observed 30 days for the ben, you bring your korbanos. Okay, where did we leave off? Where are we up to? Getting back to the 100 days. I already counted 70 days. No, you didn't. You counted 69 days and a couple of hours. No, 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 no. Miksas hayom kikuloi. So how many? So now tomorrow we're going to start counting. We're going to resume. We're going to resume with what day? 71. And how many days are there from day 71 until 100? 30. From 71 until 130 days.
Yeah.
So therefore, do you lose out? Do you lose anything? You lose nothing. You lose nothing. But the Mishnah says you lose. The Mishnah says you lose.
Because it all makes the
Yom Kippur. Oh, so that's a kash on Rav. So that means Rav and Amoira is coming to say a halacha that's kineged a Mishnah. Rav says, Rav Tanu Upolig? No, no, no. That's an exception. You don't do that. We don't do that. That's not the derech. I hear what you're saying. You do that in very rare. See, that you need the encyclopedia. People who learn here 37 times Shas will explain to you when you say Rav Tanu Upolig.
There's no other man Tanu holds
Mitzvah Yom Lav. Oh, so you want to make Rav to Machlokes Tanoim? Aha. So you have to have a Mishnah. You have to show me another Mishnah that shows as a Machlokes Tanoim to say the Rav. Stamazoi, whenever you have a Mishnah use, and it doesn't say otherwise, you assume that it is universal, and an Amoira cannot disagree. You're correct.
You don't always
sometimes
use that principle.
Out of desperation.
Rav the Tana the Pali?
No, yeah. So you don't, there are rules. When do you say, you got a whole thesis, Encyclopedia Talmudis, go a whole entry, when do you say the rule, Rav Tana Hu the Pali? That is only in exceptional situations, there's a set of rules that have to be followed when you can say Rav Tanu Upolik. But generally speaking, no. Rav is an Amoira. Rav cannot argue on the Beferish Mishnah. You want to go say Zemachlek is Tanoim? Show me. Show me another Mishnah which says that it's not going to be Oil Lekan, Lekan, Zetz and Rav to be like that Mishnah. But until otherwise.
Rav Elis.
Okay, that's not available. We're going over here a different sugi. We're going over here the sugi over here.
No, but
no.
The rule of Mitzvah Yom
Kippur,
everyone holds that?
Yeah. I don't know. I assume so. I don't know. I assume so.
I think it's Abishol, I recollect Mitzvah Yom Kippur by Avelis.
I don't know the answer. I assume everyone holds. I don't know.
I assume the ground rules from Mitzvah Yom Kippur applies throughout Shas.
No, not necessarily. No, not necessarily. Sheva Brachas. The last day of Sheva Brachas. Is you say Mitzvah Yom Kippur? Chosan Kahala. It's now day 7. After breakfast, no more Sheva Brachas. Mitzvah Yom Kippur. You don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Malei Shavua Zois. There's no din Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi on the 7th day of Sheva Brachas. You can make Sheva Brachas B'Shem Malchus the whole day. Oh, but Avelos, you say Miksam Kikuloi? Obviously, Hayiluchud V'Hayiluchud. They're completely separate. Here's Nezirus. Nezirus, it's his own halacha.
So who says here we can say the same thing? Some say no.
Or at this moment in time, no. At this moment in time, the Mishnah says when day 70 begins, he is soiser, which implies that you cannot combine, you cannot say mitzvah hayom bikuloi, and Rav has no, at this moment in time, has no power to disagree with the Beferish Mishnah. Oh, you'll tell me when it comes to Avelis, every sugya is a sugya in itself. The rules of Naziris follow its own rules. 30 days. All right, we have to pray. Arvis.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. Have a good night.
Sure,
good night. Thank you. Good night, Mr. Rapport.